1605 or 1605. Are you cool with 1605? I mean, it's 1605 hours or 4:05 p.m. The reason I ask you this, Jeremy, who I should tell you does an incredible job as the producer of this here little program, says he's got all his clocks set to 24-hour time. Now, I looked around, and I have the vast majority of my clocks set to 24-hour time. And I would be perfectly comfortable saying it's 1605 hours. But I am curious to know what your tolerance level is. Are you completely and totally committed to simply 4:05 as opposed to 1605? Just shoot me a note. I don't need details. Although, if you have a background in the military or law enforcement, you probably have a certain familiarity with the 24-hour clock. If you are European, you definitely have a familiarity with the 24-hour clock. If you spend any time in Europe, you have a familiarity with the 24-hour clock. I personally think it's just much more detailed, but every once in a while, you will make a mistake if you didn't grow up in it, and you'll say it's 18:05, let's say, when what you really mean is it's 8:05 in the evening, because it's just, you know, it's numbers. You know how numbers are. But all of that being said, Would you prefer that I simply announce time utilizing the 24-hour clock? Because I can do it. I'd be happy to. I don't know what we do with the laptop. The laptop is apparently committed to AM, PM, but I got enough other resources here. I think we can do it. So you could hit me up. Let me know. 833-804-1140. That's a James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Anybody else find it absolutely laugh out loud hysterical that dear Abby Spamberger is trashing Glenn Youngkin and claiming that as a result of Glenn Youngkin, a taxpayer money has been squandered? Hey, dear Abby, let me explain this to you. You are so full of crap that your eye color has now changed from blue to brown. You are a pathological, compulsive liar. I mean, other than that, I know you're a lovely lady, marvelous woman, CIA hack, and by all accounts, probably not going to be president. I mean, no offense, or lots of offense. I don't really care. For those of us that have been around the block a time or two and have watched the entire evolution of Dear Abby, we know that she's a crock of crap and always has been. There's no great surprise. There's no shock here. If you're, I don't know, new to the area or you just don't follow these things, then maybe you have been convinced that she's, a moderate, remember? That's the part that she has played now for a number of years. There's absolutely, positively nothing moderate about her except, there's nothing moderate about her now that I think about it. Nothing at all. It is entertaining, though, to hear her trashing President Trump and claiming that's going to cost us money, the one big beautiful bill. You can believe me or you can believe her. The choice is yours. I don't really care. I'm not running for office. I'm never running for office. I have no interest in running for office. I'm like the timeshare guy that just, you know, we hear those commercials and the guy going, yeah, you know, I'm not a lawyer. Never wanted to be a lawyer. Don't even like lawyers. Wouldn't talk to a lawyer. I'm not interested in being elected to office. I'm not running for any office. I just, no interest. None. None. Is it possible for me to want it less than I don't think it's humanly possible for me to be as committed to not running for office as I am. And I always get asked. This is the thing. It doesn't matter where you are. Talk radio is a weird thing. It just is. But I've been doing it now for 34 years. That's a long time. And I've been quite fortunate, you know. I've been all over the country, all over the world, actually, but all over the country doing this. And invariably, because I have some thoughts or opinions on certain things, people go, "Well, what about running for office? Hey, I got a better idea. What about not running for office? I think that's a better idea." I was offered the nomination years ago when I did mornings in Boston. Morning Drive at WRKO. Libertarian Party of Massachusetts offered me the nomination. "Jeff, would you like to be the governor? Would you like to run for governor? We will simply hand you the nomination to run for governor." And then I started asking questions like, what are the real job responsibilities there as governor? And then they started listing them. I'm like, "No, that's too much like a real job." I said, "What else you got available?" And so, well, you know, lieutenant governor fundamentally doesn't do a damn thing unless the governor drops dead. I said, "Well, are we pretty sure that the governor is going to be pretty healthy? Because if we are, then lieutenant governor sounds like the way to go. Nice salary, get a full, at least in Massachusetts." I'm not quite sure how it played out anywhere else. Although, if memory serves, I would say here in my other beloved Commonwealth, my now number one beloved Commonwealth, you would have gotten a driver, right? If our friend John Reed had been elected lieutenant governor, I think he would have gotten a full-time driver from the Capitol Police. That's who's responsible for the lieutenant governor, by the way. At Winsome Sears, when she was lieutenant governor, I think she had a driver in detail from the Capitol Police. Oh, I'm not entirely sure. But, I mean, you get some good stuff. You get some nice office space. The salary is awful, which is why it just continually amazes me that people spend so much money to run for an office that doesn't pay anything. But, you know, I guess they really do care about the community. But anyway, so I was offered, "Yeah, Jeff, would you like to, nomination is yours, man. Nomination is yours." Oh, okay. And then I started thinking, well, no. I appreciate it. And when the book finally does get out, I am still working. You know, when I finally do complete the autobiography, I've got some newspaper clippings that I found of me from back in the day doing mornings up there in Boston and being offered the nomination of the Libertarian Party. That doesn't, believe me when I tell you, Libertarian Party was in no danger of winning at that time, so it's not like it was really going to happen anyway. But all of that being said, kind of interesting. All right, so let me take a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's see here. Let's see. All right, so I'm just looking. You know, Germ, is it possible for us to reach out to some sort of a social service or mental health operation and see if this poor 757 texter is able to get service, because they're just back crap crazy. God, it just goes on and on. And you would think, wouldn't you, if you were engaged in texting such moronic drivel, these nonstop diatribes, and they never actually make it on the air, wouldn't you stop? Wouldn't you say, geez, maybe I should devote myself to something more important, like clipping my toenails or something, or pulling hair out of my nose? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. 804 says, "Jeff, could you please put this out on the air in hopes that it'll work its way back around the former governor, Glenn Youngkin, that the present governor, Abigail Spanberger, is full of horse hockey. And that her blaming his administration for budget failures is a bunch of crap. And maybe he can put an op-ed in the newspaper in hopes that it works its way back around so the people will see it." Well, I don't know. For the six people who still read the daily newspaper, maybe. But probably not. A tag down in Midlothian says, "Jeff, the medical profession also uses the 24-hour clock. Maybe you do want to use it." Yeah, maybe. Maybe. 804, Jeff, when it comes to honesty, Governor Glenn Youngkin was pretty honest even when it could possibly hurt his poll numbers. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. This goes on to say, I would take Governor Glenn Youngkin any day. I wish there were more Republicans like him. Okay. I loved Glenn Youngkin, as you know. And I continue to love Glenn Youngkin. Not in a weird way. Well, I mean, no, really, not in a weird way. I just thought he was such a rock-solid guy, an honest man, dedicated to doing the right thing for all the right reasons. He's exactly the sort of person you want in public life. Yeah, I miss him, too. I miss him every single day. I just invariably come across something stupid that Dear Abby has said, and something dishonest that Dear Abby has said, and the extremists that are now in control of the Democrats, which, just for the record, I spent most of my life as a Democrat. So it pains me when I see the wackadoodles who have taken over, but I get it. It's their party now. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 1622 hours. I mean, in theory, that would be 420-ish, which sounds a lot funnier than 1622 hours, but yeah. Couple of great things that I want to share with you coming in on the James River Air text line at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 1635 hours, Todd Starnes will be here. And then at 1735 hours, Mike Dickinson, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. 804 says, Jeff, any comment about the two murder suspects from Nova? The one that fled to Tajikistan via Dulles, and the 19-year-old Salvadorian illegal alien who stabbed a mom at Great Falls, all under Dear Abby and Steve Descano's watch. You may have already discussed it, and I missed it. I did reference it. I mentioned it the other day. I'll mention it again today. But, I mean, this is the example of the nonsense that we have out there. It is the reason that if you are an intelligent thinking person, you don't go along with crazy people like Shannon Taylor. Right. Shannon Taylor is the Central Virginia version of Steve Descano. She is thrilled that a NICU nurse who was responsible for doing terrible things to little babies got the proverbial slap on the wrist. Shannon Taylor oversaw that, quote, prosecution and made sure that NICU nurse didn't get anything more than a stern talking to. And she's very happy about that, very proud about that. Proud of that. So if you are a far left wing politician, then sure, you're okay with Shannon Taylor. If you are, and I'm just making an observation here, if you are somebody who wants to tell us how pro-law enforcement you are, because you worked in the sheriff's office for the better part of four decades, but you stand with Shannon Taylor, maybe you're not actually suitable for a position of leadership inside law enforcement. Because it would seem to me, if you're really concerned about enforcing the law, you wouldn't stand with somebody who doesn't give a crap about enforcing the law. Wayne down in Prince George says, yeah, Jeff, that timeshare guy. Most annoying, irritating commercial any radio station can air. I guess WRVA likes the advertising fee he pays. Yes, we do. I don't know how to break it to anybody. This is not actually a charity. Although sometimes, Germ, it does feel like it, doesn't it? Like we're not for profit. But no, seriously, this is not a charity. And yes, that's how we pay the bills. That's advertising. So I don't know what to tell you. You sell something, we sell something. That's kind of the way this whole thing works. Coming up at 1635 hours, Todd Starnes. He says it is the new golden age of America. President Trump has saved America. What say you? It is, all right, fine. It's 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It really is. The weather is fantastic. The markets are up. I should tell you, you just heard Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, best news director in the 14 years I've been here, just FYI. But you heard him talking about this possible development down in Colonial Heights. You know, CBS 6 actually has a Tri-Cities reporter, my old pal Wayne Coville, and reached out to Wayne. We've got him locked and loaded for next week. Wayne, and it's funny to even think of Wayne doing home improvement projects, but that's what he's doing all this week. And we said, no, don't take yourself away from the paint scraping and the wallpaper cover-up and the rest. No, you do that. And then next week, Wayne will be here. Maybe we get more sports, maybe professional sports of some sort down there in the Tri-Cities. That will be rather interesting. I've got a book in front of me called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America, written by my dear friend, longtime friend, Todd Starnes. And it has been far too long since Todd has been on this here little program, so we are thrilled to have him here. Brother Starnes, thank you for being here, man.
Brother Katz, what an honor.
The honor is all mine. Trust me on that one. I am trying to figure out where you would like to start. Before we go any further, let me just say that on the front cover of this book, which is a must read and everybody listening must purchase it ASAP at toddstarnes.com, President Donald J. Trump himself writes, Todd Starnes is a fierce defender of freedom and a great patriot. I already knew that, Starnes. Come on. You know, Trump's got to get his own material here. Come on.
Hey, now. No, we were so excited. The president also put out a statement on Truth Social a few days ago telling Americans to go buy the book, and we really appreciate that. But this was a fun book to write. You know, I really just got disgusted with some of our fellow conservatives, you know, taking shots at the president and saying, oh, well, he hasn't really accomplished all that much in this second term. So I just did some old-fashioned, you know, investigative work, went back and looked at his campaign promises and set about finding if he, in fact, had delivered on those promises. And about 70% of the promises have been delivered, which is pretty extraordinary, you know, when you look at modern politics, Jeff. So it's really a celebration of the great things that Trump has accomplished. But it's also a challenge to all of us to carry on the America First banner after Trump leaves office.
Well, that 70% number, that is what? About 70% more than the vast majority of other politicians who will say anything and do absolutely nothing. I love the fact that the very first chapter, and yes, I read the whole book, Todd, but I do want to start at chapter one, How Trump Saved Common Sense, because that's the battle, isn't it now, between common sense and bat crap craziness.
Yeah, we got a lot of bat crap crazy out there. And, you know, I mean, here we are having a debate and you know, right now in professional sports over what the W and WNBA stands for.
Whacked. It means whacked is what it means, apparently, Todd. Whack-o.
You see, I didn't even know that was the actual name. I'm not a big, you know, women's basketball fan. I just thought it was the LBA, the Lesbian Basketball Association. I had no idea.
Well, that's another discussion for another day there, Mr. Starnes. But come on now. No. I think Sophie Cunningham is, anyway, she's a lovely young lady, and she's going to be a great mom someday. I do believe that.
You know, it was funny. One of the other chapters of the book, and there's a lot of fun stuff, you know, in the book. I hope you laughed a few times, Jeff, as you were reading.
Yes.
Reading the book. So this is sort of, I have to tell you what happened at our book launch in Memphis. And by the way, we checked the Barnes & Noble are stocked in the Richmond area. So if you want to get a copy, you know, they've got plenty of copies available. But we did our book signing at the Barnes & Noble in Memphis, and Senator Marsha Blackburn came, as did Congressman David Kustoff. And so we're having a good old time. We're back in the periodical section, and all of a sudden we hear this noise, this disruption, and it turns out that there was like a thundering herd of morbidly obese, woke white women who stormed the Barnes & Noble. And Jeff Katz, they were looking for yours truly. And they were using all sorts of inappropriate language. A lot of people were wondering, you know, if we felt, you know, if we felt safe. We did. I felt like we could outrun them if we had to. But the only concern we had is if one of them might have tipped over and landed on one of the small children at the book signing. But fortunately, everybody turned out to be safe.
Yeah, they just heard there was Froyo available, and they were not going to miss out. Buy a copy of the book and get two scoops or something.
So the irony is we have a chapter in the book because you know me, Jeff. I'm a lovable guy, and yes. I have a big heart.
Yes,
you do. Wanted to help these. We call them gals of girth. And so there's a chapter in the book where I offer myself up as a life coach to the gals of girth, helping them to find husbands so they can find fulfillment in life. And I have two female lady coaches who work alongside of me, the lovely Miss Betty Crocker, and also a friend from across the big pond. She's huge in the UK. Her name is Lady Bick. And together, you know, we just want to help the gals of girth.
How's that working out, Todd? Is that we making some progress over there, or are you going to move on to helping others who need your help desperately?
Jeff, right now I'm trying to steer clear of, again, another mob of the yep. obese women with the nose rings and the magenta hair. So it's not working out like I thought it would.
I hear you. Todd Starnes is joining us. By the way, if you are not signed up for everything that Todd does, please listen to me. Get on over to ToddStarnes.com and get signed up, ToddStarnes.com. I look forward to all of the breaking news reports that you are sending out on a regular basis, Todd. I am just always so happy to get the information, but then I read the information, I'm thinking, oh, we are so totally Scrooged six ways to Sunday, but you're saying we're not, right? I mean, there's hope even as the yeah. crazy communists are out there scoring victory.
Yeah, no, there is hope, and you know, the book, the cover is a lot of fun. We take people back to the 1920s, the Great Gatsby Great Gatsby-esque cover.
Yeah.
The reality is, yeah, the 1920s were roaring. Problem is, what happened in the 1930s? So, yes, Trump did save America, but we still have work to do. I think, you know, when you look back at the Trump presidency, we were literally on the cusp of a full-blown socialist takeover. Had mm-hmm. Hillary been elected, we'd be looking at a supermajority of leftists on the Supreme Court,
yep.
and I think it would have been game over. So I do think there is hope, and, you know, I remind people in the book that we've got to look back on the values of our founding fathers, and we've got to embrace those. And so, yeah, the book is a very hopeful book. It's a fun book, but it's also a challenge to all of us, you know, out there, especially in the talk radio audience, because we really are the engine that can drive positive change in the country.
I would agree with you 110%, Todd Starnes, that those who are listening to this program, those who, of course, are part of your vast listening audience around America, the great work you do in your hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, with KWAM, where you're getting people mobilized and telling them about the things that are going on. We absolutely are on the front lines, and I think we've got an obligation if we believe in the entire America agenda, this America First, make America great again, then we got to pick up the mantle, we got to run with it.
You know, one of my favorite stories in the book, and I really gleaned from a lot of the interviews I've done and been able to sit down with the president a number of times, and that really forms some fun conversations. But the funniest story to me about Donald Trump, and I think this really does epitomize who he really is, this mm-hmm. blue-collar billionaire. I was having dinner at Mar-a-Lago, and
Stop. No. See, now, if, in fact, I could drop that into conversation, I would have a giant metal chest plate that I would wear every day, Todd, that said, when I was having dinner at Mar-a-Lago. But no, go ahead, Starnes, when you were having dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
And for the record, I stayed at the Hampton Inn because you get the free breakfast there. They don't offer that at Mar-a-Lago. But I'm looking at the menu, and I'm going down, and they have everything you can imagine, you know, the caviar and the oysters. And then I notice, for the entree, Mrs. Trump's meatloaf. And his mother's meatloaf recipe Aww. Is literally on the menu at Mar-a-Lago. And I thought, you know, that really does, it really does sort of tell us a lot about this president, that he does still recognize and go back to those upper middle class roots, you know, that he had growing up back in Queens. And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
But it really does, I think, that's his mindset, even though he has, you know, more money than, you know, just about everybody on the planet.
Yeah, and that is one of those things that has allowed him, as you know, obviously, Todd, and so many of us have picked up on throughout the years, that allows him to connect with the rest of us. And you and I don't have his billion dollars or what have you, or, you know, massive buildings, but the fact that he can joke with Todd Starnes, the fact that when I've had the opportunity to chat with him, he has been nothing but gracious, polite to a fault, and funny. The guy is wicked funny, as we would say in Boston.
Very funny, and I think that comes across in some of the conversations, you know, we had in the book. And so I had a lot of fun writing this one. I'm going to wait. It'll be a couple more years before we have another political book out.
Yeah.
But I really want this one to sort of, you know, again, I want a lot of people to read this and just sort of step back and say, okay, where do we go from here? And what does the country look like? And what role do I have in that?
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions, Todd. Where do we go from here, and what does the country look like moving forward, and what is my role in that?
Those are tough questions. I think we have a challenge, and you guys have seen this in Virginia, yeah, where the Republicans are going to have to get their act together, and we're going to have to get on the same page. And keep in mind, the reason why Donald Trump came to life in the first place is because the Republican Party kept screwing the voters. Mm-hmm. And the voters said, you know what, we've had enough of this. We're willing to give somebody else a shot.
Yep.
So the Republicans, and one of the things we're watching unfold on Capitol Hill now is the pushback. Donald Trump, after the midterms, lame duck president.
Yep.
The Republicans know that, which is why John Thune and others in leadership have been slow marching the president, the rest of the president's agenda, the America First movement, for example, nuking the filibuster. So you're going to be seeing a bit more pushback, I think, from Republicans as really the fight over the party will really explode. I mean, you've got the populist. You've got the America First crowd, and then you've got the establishment. Throw in the evangelicals who've really been sidelined through all of this, and it's really going to be fascinating to watch this play out. You know, the issue here is the voters are not going to accept politics as usual anymore,
That's right.
I really do hope the Republicans have learned some lessons as a result of that.
Between us, just, you know, you, me, the gals of girth, do you think we've learned anything, or will our team, as I hate to say it, but our team, Todd, you know this as well as I do, we can screw up a one-car parade. We really can.
Yeah, it's going to be dicey. I was talking to Chad Connolly, who's a good buddy of mine. He runs a group called Faith Wins and works with a lot of pastors around the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the former chair of the Republican Party in South Carolina. He says it's really looking like we could face a shellacking in the midterms.
Yep.
But again, I get it, and I understand why people are aggravated. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, for what Donald Trump has done for our nation, I'm just begging people, go and vote. Just stop the Democrats from being able to impeach our president. And if that's the only thing that motivates you to get to the poll and vote, then you embrace that and get to the poll and vote.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I would agree completely, Todd, that even if you look at the Republican Party, you look at the agenda such as it is, you look at this, I don't like this, I don't like that part, but if you do not want 2 years of a circus inside the House of Representatives, then you've got to vote for Republicans. And yeah, you can hold your nose, you can make all your complaints, what have you, but if, in fact, you want President Trump to have even a sliver of an opportunity to keep making America great again, you'd better make sure Republicans are in charge. Otherwise, it's off the rails, it's nonsense, it's 2 years of absolute garbage, and it's going to be 2 years wasted.
Yeah, exactly. So we've really got to focus. And, you know, again, we are facing some big ideological battles moving forward. You've got the Islamist, and you've got the communist.
Yep.
That fight is going to only get worse as we move forward. We also, one of the big issues, the president has not abolished the Department of Education yet. That's mm-hmm. going to be another big thing that has to happen. If we don't take back control of our local schools, we're going to have big, big problems in the country.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Well, Todd, let's remind everybody, you said Barnes & Noble fully stocked with The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. That is your latest bestseller. I'm almost tired of saying your latest bestseller, but I'm really not. I love saying your latest bestseller because it's a marvelous read, as they always are. But can folks also get it when they go to sign up for your newsletter, when they go to make sure they're listening to you on a daily basis at toddstarnes.com? Can they order a copy of the book over there?
They can definitely do that, or they can get it on Amazon, too, which actually I think it may be a little cheaper on Amazon. But really, you know, wherever books are sold, yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure that people take advantage of that. Obviously, we'll be sharing the heck out of that on all of our social media. And you know, Todd, the next time you need somebody to fold your napkin for you so that someday I, too, could say, well, when I was having dinner at Mar-a-Lago, you know, let me know. I'll fly to Memphis to start the trip.
Oh, my Lord. All right. You'll be my plus one. How's that?
Talk about the gals of girth. All right. Well, Starnes, it is always a pleasure. You know that we love you here in Central Virginia. I'll say it again. We need more Todd Starnes in Central Virginia, and we'll keep working that, brother. Believe me.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thank you again. Always appreciate you and your great show.
Thank you, my friend. That is Todd Starnes. The book is called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. I'm just telling you, go to toddstarnes.com, sign up for the newsletter, sign up to get the book over there. If you want to go into Barnes & Noble, get it there, get it off of Amazon. But toddstarnes.com, wonderful website, great resource with my buddy Todd. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio W.